अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
A Little Kind-Hearted Girl, written by Flora Annie Steele. Once upon a time, there lived a kind-hearted girl. Now their father had no work, so the girl began to think of going to service. So she packed up a bundle, said goodbye, and started to find a place. But no one in the town wanted a girl. So she went farther into the country, and she journeyed. She came upon an oven in which a lot of loaves were baking. Now as she passed, the loaves cried out with one voice.
Little girl, take us out. Please take us out. We have been baking for 7 years and no one has come to take us out. Do take us out or we shall soon be burnt.
Then, being a kind, obliging little girl, she stopped, put down her bundle, took out the bread and went on her way saying, You will be more comfortable now. After a time, she came to a cow lowing beside an empty bucket. And the cow said to her,
little girl, milk me, please milk me. 7 years have I been waiting, but no one has come to milk me.
So the kind girl stopped, put down her bundle, milked the cow into the bucket, and went on her way saying, Now you will be more comfortable. By and by, she came to an apple tree, so laden with fruit that its branches were nigh to break. And the apple tree called to her,
little girl, please shake my branches. The fruit is so heavy, I can't stand straight.
Then the kind girl stopped, put down her bundle, and shook the branches so that the apples fell off, and the tree could stand straight. Then she went on her way saying, You will be more comfortable now. So she journeyed on till she came to a house, where an old woman lived. Now this woman wanted a servant maid and promised good wages. Therefore the girl agreed to stop with her and try how she liked service. She had to sweep the floor, keep the house clean and tidy, the fire bright and cheery. But there was one thing the woman said she must never do, and that was looking up the chimney. If you do, said the woman, something will fall down on you, and you will come to a bad end. Well, the girl swept and dusted and made up the fire, but never a penny of wages did she see. Now the girl wanted to go home as she did not like the old woman's service that didn't pay her. But she did not like to go home penniless, so she stayed on, sweeping and dusting, and doing her work just as if she was pleased. Then one day, as she was sweeping up the hearth, down tumbled some soot, and without remembering she was forbidden to look up the chimney, she looked up to see where the soot came from. And lo and behold, a bag full of gold fell plump into her lap. Now the woman happened to be out, so the girl thought it a fine opportunity to be off home. So she kilted up her dress and started to run home. But she had only gone a little way when she heard the woman coming after her on her broomstick. Now the apple tree she had helped to stand straight happened to be quite close. So she ran to it and cried, apple tree, hide me, so the old woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll pick my bones and bury me under the garden stones. Then the apple tree said, Of course I will, you help me to stand straight, and one good turn deserves another. So the apple tree hid her finely in its green branches, and when the woman flew past saying, O tree of mine, O tree of mine, have you seen my naughty little maid with a willy-willy wag and a great big bag? She's stolen my money, all I had. The apple tree answered, No, mother dear, not for 7 year. So the woman flew on the wrong way and the girl got down, thanked the tree politely and started again. But just as she got to where the cow was standing beside the bucket, she heard the woman coming again. So she ran to the cow and cried,
Cow, cow, please hide me, so the old woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll pick my bones and bury me under the garden stones.
Certainly I will, answered the cow. Didn't you milk me and make me comfortable? Hide yourself behind me, and you'll be quite safe. And when the old woman flew by and called to the cow, O cow of mine, O cow of mine, have you seen my naughty little maid, with a willy willy wag and a great big bag, who stole my money, all that I had? She just said politely, No, mother dear, not for 7 years. Then the old woman went on in the wrong direction, and the girl started afresh on her way home. But just as she got to where the oven stood, she heard that old woman coming behind her again. So she ran as fast as she could to the oven and cried, O oven, O oven, hide me, so as the old woman can't find me. For if she does, she'll pick my bones and bury them under the garden stones. Then the oven said, I'm afraid there is no room for you, as another batch of bread is baking. But there is the baker, ask him. So she asked the baker and he said, Of course I will. You saved my last batch from being burned. So run into the bakehouse, you will be quite safe there, and I will settle the old woman for you. So she hid in the bakehouse, only just in time, for there was the old woman calling angrily, O man of mine, have you seen my naughty little maid, with a willy willy wag and a great big bag, who stole my money, all I had? Then the baker replied, Look in the oven, she may be there. And the old woman alighted from her broomstick and peered into the oven. But she could see no one. Creep in and look in the farthest corner, said the baker slyly. And the old woman crept in when, bang, he shut the door in her face, and there she was locked in. And when she came out with the bread, she was all crisp and brown, and had to go home as best she could and put cold cream all over her. And the kind, obliging little girl got safe home with her bag of money.